Today we welcome Alexei Stranikov, who has been working at UConn on the IEMSR project since October 2008. He's working primarily on the Java client tool for IEMSR, as well as Rights Like Us. He is a mature student at the University of Bath, studying computer science with business. Good morning, Alexei. Thank you for joining us today. Could you just give us some idea of your background and qualifications?
Well, I studied in Latvia for my first degree, starting from bachelor, and then I get master's also in Latvia. But after that, I spent a few years in industry doing various tasks and trying most different technologies, starting from Java and web services. Well, basically everything. So I tried to find what interested me most. And then I decided to improve my education and to get maybe another degree. So I moved here to Bath and started working at UConn as well.
All right, so quite a change from Latvia to Bath.
Well, actually, it's not so big change, but of course, it's kind of different to Latvian environment.
Yeah. So how do you balance your studies while you're working at UConn?
I think that work at UConn is something additional to that. So it's not disturbed by studies, or actually studies is not by work. Because I think work here is such an environment where you can easily have flexible hours and spend more time on studies when it's required and do more work when you don't have to study.
Mm-hmm. And it sort of complements your studies, what you're doing here as well, does it?
Yes, I think it's, I could apply knowledge from my past educations or current education. So currently I'm working more on Rights Like Us project, a very short, 6 months project in rapid innovation for JISC. We are trying to build a practical program application which will work and not kind of a research project. That's why I'm so interested in that.
Yeah. Something more practical rather
The system what we're building will analyze information from publications and trying to link authors based on papers, metadata. Well, it sounds very complicated, but...
Yes, it does to me, yes. But we have some URLs we can put on along with this interview so people can look at the website as well and see what's going on. So anything else on project side?
Well, as I mentioned, that is quite practical and therefore I like it. And it's also very intensive, so we don't spend much time on thinking how it will be. We're just trying to build it. Doing it. And therefore, I think we are quite rapidly building the system. It's like already we have something working. We're currently 3 person working things, so not so many people.
So 3 of you, that's quite intense. It is intensive work, isn't it?
Yes.
Just 3,
yeah.
You're enjoying that aspect, are you, the teamwork bit?
Yeah. And also, well, as you mentioned, I'm involved in other projects, IMSR. So it has another team.
You're crossing 2 teams at least.
Yes, crossing 2 teams, right. Yes. And there I'm doing Java client to add additional features to that. While the project is developing, we need to put something there and modify it a bit so it's working fine with other parts.
You mentioned working in teams. You also have some partners, I think, working on some of these projects. Is that correct?
Yes. For Rights Like Us, we are working with... University of Minho in Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so partners there, they're also interested in this kind of research and doing some practical things. So they will play like a tester or evaluator role in the project. So when we will think that we are done, we will ask them to test it.
So in terms of the Rights Like Us project, what is the importance of this project as you see it?
The project itself is aiming to solve some very complex problem like names disambiguation. For example, if we have two persons with the same name, how the system should recognize is the same person or is it two persons with the same name? And this is important because we are, as a result, system should suggest links between the persons, so which persons it needs to link.
Right.
Therefore, it's complicated. I think the one of the way to solve it or to make it more reliable is to use information from different sources. For example, if we have not just names, but for example emails and maybe affiliated institutions,
right.
Then it would be for system it would be much easier to decide. Text mining is one of the key functions what we are using in Writes Like Us, because before everything we need to extract some metadata from scientific papers,
right.
And to do that we need to mine into that text, and so that we get required information like keywords, names, emails, bibliographical references.
So sort of basis of information to start from,
yes.
Right.
Yes, we need to extract this information so the system not mix it and put it in the right order.
Ah, right. You sound as if you enjoy it. What do you actually like about the projects you're working on?
Because the project is very small. I mean, the project team is very small, so I need to do some different variety of tasks.
Mm.
So it's not just developing system, but also designing and thinking about how it should work, how it should be deployed, how it should be protected. I enjoy really that it's this kind of different.
You've got diverse tasks to deal with.
Yes,
otherwise it can get a little monotonous, just heads down on one thing, can't it?
Last week I also was interviewed by one blogger, and I presented the URL.
Oh, yeah. So you're getting famous.
Oh, famous.
Very good, yeah. Thank you, Alexei, very much for your time today. Thank you.